The White House is one of the most popular tourist attractions in the nation, but getting inside can be tricky. Most visitors have to get tickets far in advance, usually from a member of Congress. But there's another option starting today. A newly refurbished visitor center, a few blocks away from the White House, offers an up-close look at the executive mansion without having to run the gauntlet of the Secret Service. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Just about every day in Washington, rain or shine, you can find tourists standing along Pennsylvania Avenue, snapping photographs of the White House or just peering through the iron fence.
How can you come to Washington and not see the White House? Maybe it's not as big or grand as I imagined it to be.
It's a little bit smaller than I thought. Obviously, I've seen it on the TV quite a few times.
It's smaller than we believed.
For many visitors, like Zainab Siddiqui, Alan Roberts, and Daniel Zavada, a glimpse from the fence line is all they get to see. The National Park Service, which maintains the White House grounds, wants to change that.
One of our great goals here was to make the White House story as accessible as possible to people because it touches each and every one of us, whether you're an American citizen or whether you're a citizen anywhere in the world.
John Standwich of the Park Service is showing me around the White House Visitor Center, which is reopening today after a two-year, $12.5 million facelift. The center is located on the ground floor of the Commerce Department, a couple blocks southeast of the White House. Inside, visitors can see a scale model of the executive mansion, along with dozens of White House artifacts.
Right here we have a desk, and this is the actual desk that Franklin Delano Roosevelt delivered his fireside chats.
I can assure you, my friends, that it is safer to keep your money in a reopened bank than it is to keep it under the mattress.
People that know about the fireside chats can actually physically see the desk here and imagine all those trials and tribulations that our nation faced during those times.
While some of the items on display here are historic, others are homespun, as befits a White House that's both a center of power and a personal dwelling space for the first family. Visitors can see both the telegraph key, where Lincoln learned of Robert E. Lee's surrender, and a hand-drawn blueprint of a child's treehouse that Jimmy Carter drew for his daughter, Amy. With photographers in tow, First Lady Michelle Obama got a sneak preview of the renovated center this week. She pointed to the intercom buttons on an old usher's desk from early in the last century and noted the White House still has buttons just like that throughout the upstairs living quarters.
There are buttons everywhere, and you know, I never touch them.
Right. Your kids do.
You know, you're just worried that a bunch of people would come rushing in. You just don't want that.
More than half the money for the center's makeover was raised privately by the White House Historical Association. Stuart McLaurin is the association's president.
There are a few iconic symbols, most of them are commercial related, that people around the world connect with America. But we believe that the emblem of the White House represents America to the world.
McLaurin expects 1 million visitors will pass through this center each year. For all their power, even America's presidents are just passing through the White House. As one exhibit reminds us, every 4 years, or eight, depending on the voters, there's a new first family with their own photos and furnishings, while the White House itself endures.
And so the White House represents that peaceful change and continuity of governments across party lines, across ideological differences. This is the people's house, and it brings our country together in a very special way.
Even if we don't always agree on who should live there. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House Visitor Center.